idea of serving God.
Desako itoy antrany amin'ilay loa hevitra hoe manompo an'Andriamanitra.
Last week I spoke about being filled with the Spirit.
Tamin'ny herinandro lasa ako niresaka an'ilay hoe tokony ho feno ny fanahy masina.
And I'm carrying on.
Dia mbola mandroso ihany ako mitohy ihany.
Because I want to show you where being filled with the Spirit leads you.
Satria tiako aseho aminao hoe aiza ny tarihan'izay no hitondran'izay hoe tarihan'ny fanahy masina anao izay rehefa avy eo.
You may be sitting there and thinking, well, I don't know what the point of being filled with the Spirit is.
De metto in te treno fipetrano io no and mi lasa sana me se tena fatatro sono loatra hoe otrine onzany hoe hoe feno fanahy masina izany.
The point is we aren't actually good enough.
Ny tena teboka dia hoe tsy ampy ny fahatsaratsika.
But God is more than enough.
Fa nefa ny Andriamanitra dia mihoatra noho ny ampy.
And when we have his Spirit,
rehefa manana ny fanahiny isika,
we're able to minister something bigger than ourselves to the world.
Diafaka manompo manao asa fanompoana lehibe eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra tompontsika.
The scripture I want us to look at is in Acts chapter 6.
Ny andinin-tsoratra masina izay tiako banjintsika dia ao amin'ny Asan'ny Apostoly toko fahaenina.
Let's read from verse 1 to 7.
Dia andao vakiana manomboka amin'ny andininy voalohany ka hatramin'ny fahafito. Asan'ny apostoly toko fahaenina andininy voalohany ka hatramin'ny fahafito. Tamin'izany andro izany rehefa nihamaro ny isan'ny mpianatra dia nisy fimonimonina ny fimonimononana dia nisy fimonimonona ny helenista tamin'ny hebreo azafady satria tsy mba voajery tamin'ny fanampiana isan'andro ny mpitondra tenany ary nampiantso ny mpianatra rehetra ny roambe folo lahy ka nilaza taminy hoe tsy mety raha mandao ny tenin'Andriamanitra mba hitandrona latabatra izahay koa araka izany rahalahy mividiana fitolahy aminy eo aminareo izay tsara laza sady feno fanahy sy fahendrena mba hotandremanay mba hotendrenay hitandrina izany raharaha izany fa izahay kosa dia atra amin'ny fivavahana sy ny fampianarana dia sitraky ny olona rehetra ny teniny ka nifidy an'i Stefana izy lehilahy fenon'ny finoana sy ny fanahy masina mba amin'ny Filipo i Prokoro i Nikanora i Timona i Parmena ary i Nikoleo izay proselita avy any Antioki. Ireo narosony teo anatrehan'ny apôstôly ary rehefa nivavaka ireo dia nametra tanana taminy dia nandroso ny tenin'Andriamanitra ary niamaro tokoa ny isan'ny mpianatra tany Jerosalema maro tamin'ny mpisorona koa no nanaiky ny finoana.
What we see happening there is that the word of God is spreading.
Ny zavatra hitantsika eto dia miparitaka ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
The number of disciples is increasing rapidly.
Dia mitombo haingana be mihitsy ny isan'ny mpianatra.
People are becoming obedient to the faith.
Dia ny olona lasa nanaiky ny finoana.
It's good fruit.
Izany hoe vokatra tsara.
The early church was doing well.
Ny fiangonana tamin'izany fotoana izany dia tena hoe navita tsara mihitsy.
The people who were leading it,
ny olona izay nitarika azy a,
they were few.
Vitsy zareo reo.
At this point it was mostly just the apostles.
Dia teto amin'ity dia ohatrany hoe ny apostoly fotsiny hatreto aloha.
Which were the 11 that had walked with Jesus.
Izany hoe ireo raika ambin'ny folo lahy izay niara nandeha tamin'i Jesosy.
Excluding Judas, of course.
Mazava ho azy tsy ao anatin'i Judas.
Because he had betrayed Jesus.
Satria izy namadika an'i Jesosy.
But those 11 disciples picked another guy to replace Judas.
Fa ireo apostoly raika ambin'ny folo lahy ireo ny safidy olona isolo an'i Judas.
And the 12 of them were faithfully declaring the gospel.
Then ny roa ambin'ny folo avy eo lasa mitory ny filazantsara tamin'ny patokiny.
And the church had formed.
Then nitsangana ny fiangonana.
And there were people gathering.
Then misy olona nivory.
And there were some who were the widows.
Dia nisy tao anatin'ireo nivory ireo tao anatin'ilay fivoriana olona manantena.
Some of those widows were Greek.
Ary ny sasany amin'ireo manan-teny ireo dia Greek.
And others were Hebrew.
Dia ny sasany Hebreo.
They had both been Jews.
Ary samy Jews daholo nefa ny zareo ireo.
And some of them had come into this Christian community.
de ny sasany amin'ny jiosy nanantona ny lay fiarahamonina kristianina teo.
And they were depending on the church for support.
De lasa niankina tamin'ny fiangonana ny afahan' zareo miaina satria tsy ampimanoana ny tenany izy ireo.
And there was a daily distribution of food.
De isan'andro isan'andro nisy fizarahana sakafo.
Just to help them survive.
Mba hanampinan-dry zareo ohatrany hoe mba hahafahan'izy ireo miaina.
And so I want you to get a picture of these old ladies.
De tiako nareo azaraitsaina an'ireto vehivavy antitra ireto.
They're not the happiest ladies.
Zareo antsy zareo ilay ramatoa faly indrindra eto ambony tany.
They worried about themselves.
Zareo miasa saina hoe ahoana kay ny momba anahy ty e.
They're fighting amongst one another.
De lasa miady ny fampiady.
And the Greek accused the Hebrew ones of getting preferential treatment.
Deni Greekia otrne nten otrne ona reza ny accusé nanamelka ny Hebreo hoe voakarakara kokoa ny Hebreo noho ny zareo Greek.
They're complaining. Grumbling at one another. They're not nice at all. They're sour. I wouldn't like them. But every church has a few. Some old lady who looks like she was baptized in lemon juice. But the love of God is big, eh? They didn't chase them away. This was the burden of the church to carry this problem.
And
the apostles said, well, we're being distracted from the ministry of the word.
De hoy izy ny apostoly lasa voakorotana izay amin'ilay fanomanana ny asa fanompoana amin'ny teny.
And so they had to delegate.
De nila zareo ny zara lay fahefanana le andraikitra.
And they went to all the people.
De nanantona ny olona rehetra rehetra zareo.
And they made it their problem.
De nataon'ny apostoly olan'ny olona lay olana.
They said, "You guys find some leaders, some people who can help take care of these widows."
De hoy izy zareo apostoly nareo nareo raha olona mividianina nareo olona izay afaka hikarakara ity andraikitra manokana ity.
But they made specifications, requirements.
Fa nefa nisy zavatra takiana manokana teto.
They said, "Choose 7 men."
De hoy izy zareo hoe mividianina lehilahy fito
from among you. You can't outsource the problem to somewhere else. Take people who are part of your community. Who are known to be full of the Spirit. Why? You need the grace of God for ministry. If they weren't full of the Spirit, they were going to punch those old ladies. They were going to lose their temper and do something mean. Sometimes there are people in the church I want to punch. They come to me with their problem, and I must stop everything. Because their problem is the most important thing in the whole world. They're selfish. They don't realize there's 200 other people. And they're not very grateful when I do help them. But it's my job. And I go to God. And I say, "More, Lord, I need more of your Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit so I don't punch the old lady." Give me grace so I can love your sheep. Because maybe this sheep's not very lovable. But God loves you all. And when I tap into His love, I find love for you all. Am I being too honest for you? Would you like me to pretend to have infinite grace?
That's
not true. No human being has infinite grace. And no one person should do everything. Not even the 12 apostles who had been looking after the daily distribution not even they could carry on doing it. We have to build a team. We have to raise up others to carry responsibilities. But the simplest ministry requires the Spirit of God. Choose 7 men who are full of the Spirit and wisdom. Wisdom because they've got to deal with grumpy old women. Wisdom in how they lead. How they divide the food. How they line those people up. Administration requires wisdom. In fact, all ministry requires some form of wisdom. Men full of the Spirit and wisdom. And so everybody thought that was a great plan. And they went and chose some men. You don't know when the moment of promotion is coming. A day before that, those 7 men had no idea. They were about to be chosen to serve God. They didn't know it was coming. But they were ready. Because they loved Jesus. Their hearts were already full of the Spirit. It didn't work like this. I'll tell you just now how it didn't work. The congregation didn't say, "Oh, we have a problem. We need men to serve. So now we're going to actually go away and fast. And then we're going to start repenting of sin. And then we're going to start doing lots more Bible study. And we're
going to
do a quick training school. A DTS or two. Some discipleship training. Or what we do in the church, some home group leaders training. And maybe in 6 months, there'll be 3 guys who are ready. Didn't work like that. They went and chose 7 men who were full of the Spirit and wisdom. Are you ready? What if God throws us a problem? What if it's something unpleasant like old widows that complain?
dia ahoana raha ohatra ka zavatra tsy dia tena tsara loatra ilay izy tahakana hoe vehivavy antitra izay mitaraina foana sy monimonina foana.
Are you only ready to serve God if it's a good job?
Hoe vonona ianao a raha vonona fotsiny ve ianao hoe raha ohatra ka asa tsara fotsiny ilay izy dia izay ianao izay
vovonina. I'm waiting for God to call me to be an evangelist. I'm
going
to launch a youth ministry. And we're
going
to get every school child saved in Madagascar. My ministry is going to be music. And we're going to travel from city to city. And we're
going
to sing and perform. And people are going to love us. And miracles are going to happen. Carry on waiting. You know why it hasn't happened yet? Because in your heart you said, God, I'll only serve you if I get a glamorous job. Oh, that was me years ago. I can't pretend that I didn't have ambition. Dreaming of pastoring a church. But the first job I got was packing out chairs. And that went on for years. And years until I learned a lesson. Every job should be humbly serving. And you never get so important that you should stop serving humbly. And to this day, my heart is willing to do any job for the kingdom. So let's back up, let's go back a moment. And see, those guys were ready. They were full of the Spirit. They weren't doing nothing. They weren't doing nothing. They were helping. Because the people recognized who to choose. The people saw the guys who were wise and committed and joyful. They chose from those who were among them. So we can't choose to his dad. Because he's only here once a year. He's not among us. And we can't choose some of you because we only see you once a month. Where are you the other 3 weeks of the month? Where were you? How come you're unfamiliar? Are you visiting lots of churches? Then who are you really among? Hanging out there. You were here just long enough that we noticed you. And and we started to reach out to get to know you, and we thought maybe we could choose you, and then you were there somewhere else. We missed. As we tried to get you, you slipped away like a slippery fish. And then you were somewhere else. Among them. Are you among us or are you among somewhere else? You're welcome. You can have the tea and coffee. You can use the toilets, but it's a long walk. Last week I said, be filled with the Spirit. It's not just so you can feel good. It's so you can do good. The guys who put the glasses on the table, they should be filled with the Spirit. Because they're serving the people of God for the glory of God. They're serving God, not me. And it's a glorious thing to serve. The men and women in this church who volunteered to serve, they are a huge blessing. And they're doing a spiritual ministry. Those seven men, full of the Spirit and wisdom, we're doing a spiritual ministry, bringing blessing to grumpy old ladies and skillfully restoring peace in the community. But I'm going to start to close now. Because we haven't got a lot of time left. But I want this to challenge your heart. We're going to make some adjustments in this year. A church is a growing, living thing. And God has plans for this church that include growth, which we can't manufacture, we can't make that. God brings that. And in anticipation of that, I want to create slightly different boundaries for this congregation. One of the boundaries is the time frame we work in. We need more time so we can pray for some of you and get the junk out of your lives. We need some extra time, so we may have to push the English meeting later. You may have to come a little earlier. Maybe I should just say the meeting starts at 8. And we don't change anything. At least you might be there for the first song. And Did you feel my gentle rebuke? Which 25 people were you here for the first song?
See,
I don't want you to miss the party. I want this church to love being the church. And we've hid a little bit in the shadow of the English meeting. But this congregation has to grow its identity as the church. So we have to take ownership. Saying, this is where I'm going
to
be. And I'm going to be here. Full of the Spirit, ready for God to use me, ready to serve, ready to contribute to what God is building. And what I want is this church develops a stronger identity. Is to be able to promote people. To hand over more responsibility. Tudzo has to preach more often. I can't be preaching here every Sunday. Because this church will then be limited by my own capacity. Whatever I don't have won't be given. Sometimes in order to grow into a new season, something needs to step aside. And we need more leaders. People who have a desire to care for the flock. In this context, which actually is more glamorous than the English meeting. The English meeting has a limit to it. It's only got, it can only grow a certain amount. There are only so many English speakers around. There's a finite number of missionaries and
vazar.
That's like a niche program, it's not the main thing. The main thing is Madagascar is full of people who need the gospel. And this Malagasy congregation should be full of people. And we should be raising up leaders and planting more churches where Malagasy leaders lead the Malagasy people towards Jesus. Novelty is for the immature. It may be novel to see a white guy preaching. I mean, let's say right now in Madagascar, there's a handful of white guys preaching. That could be a terrible limitation and a ceiling. When we need more leaders, you can't come here for novelty. You just come here to roll up your sleeves and say, I'm ready to work. I'm
going
to make this church my church. And I'm
going to
grow up here. Be discipled. Be led and begin to lead others. Be full of the Spirit. Develop your wisdom and your skill in working with people. And start to get out there in the community. And bring people to Jesus. And when we do an outreach, and when we go on a big evangelism drive in the communities around us, and new faces start coming, they're
going
to look to you to lead them. Because you're the one who's been here before. I believe God wants to grow us. But we must grow in our hearts before we grow in our numbers. And you must take this opportunity to ask yourself in the future, in this passage we looked at, which one do you want to be?
Iza no tinao ho ianao.
The sour old lady?
Lay ramatu markiv, la markiv lava?
Or the one full of the Spirit and wisdom?
Sali anakiray izay feno ny fanahy sy ny fahendrena.
The one worrying about their own needs?
Lay anakiray izay manafana hoe ahoana ny zavatra filako manokana?
Or the one that says, God, fill me and make me ready to serve others. Is that okay? It doesn't hurt what I shared, it's exciting. I didn't beat you. I'm encouraging you. God wants to use you. I have to build away from myself. I want to see more people coming through into leadership. Are you with me? Let's believe for that together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to see the name of Jesus made famous. We want to see this church grow. Help us to step up. Fill us with your Spirit. And turn our hearts to serve you. And give us courage to start leading. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.